www.radiohead.co.uk. Tonight sees some of the biggest sounds pass through the Lightning Studios ahead of the big UK Cup Clash versus the US Clash. Take your place tomorrow night at the Stratford Rex. But I'm a Tom Tom crew, the postcode is E154QZ. Tickets are selling fast for this event, and you can get yours now on 07984-985-267. Okay, 2 years ago, Irish and Chins, infamous US World Clash and Reggae Girls and ARM promotion, iconic UK Cup Clash event, were discontinued. Since then, Clash fans worldwide have been debating which one of the two events has the greatest influence on the global arena. Although both events featured the same contenders at time, the impact of their performances on each event differed greatly. With this being said, a US World Clash star may not have necessarily been a UK Cup Clash star, vice versa. To settle this ongoing two-year argument, the promoters of each event have decided to compete in a one-night-only clash. This will be not subject to a tie or a rematch. It's going to be crazy. The Epic Sound Clash will be held, and will let us know who the greatest strength is. Will it be USA or will it be UK? This competition will be carried out by each promoter constructing a team that best reflects their events. Each team will have four members, with only three being announced in advance. The fourth is a wild card. This mystery player does not necessarily have to be a member of a sound. None of the sounds know who this is, alright? Rather, they can be a celebrity of any form who will have the potential to make or break a team. The rule is the wild card cannot be revealed to anyone until the event, because both promoters are so competitive. I've been told as well, there's a possibility at some point in the clash that the UK, because they have their own sound system, V-Rocket, may go against Iris and Chin. Who knows? I tell you, it's going to be crazy. So let's start right here, lightningradio.co.uk. Okay, right now we got the Far East rulers in the building from Japan. It's none other than the one and only Mighty Crown. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, Master Simon from Mighty Crown, the Far East rulers in the building, UK live and direct.
Lord of mercy.
Yeah, I know.
All
ready,
right.
Ready.
First of all, I have to ask, how did Mighty Crown come into the business? Because a lot of people must have been shocked when they saw you for the first time, being a sound that can talk the patois clearer than a Jamaican, if I must say. I tell you, they must have been so shocked and played tune as well. What did it all start for Mighty Crown?
Started Mighty Crown from 1991 in a city called Yokohama, Japan.
Okay.
Yeah, and just the vibes, man, like, you know. Yeah, like other sound system, you know, and other artists and a DJ, singer, like, in Japan before we. So we kind of got inspired by them.
Seeing?
Yeah, and that's how we really, like, started playing Mighty Crown from 91.
Okay.
In Yokohama.
Okay, let's go to the year of 1999. World Clash at the Warehouse in Brooklyn. The host was DJ Roy, and it was your first ever World Clash. Right. I remember the first dub that you guys played. It was Terry Linen's Your Love Is My Love.
That's the second tune, actually.
That was the second one?
The first one was Bruce Lee's Anthem.
Lord of mercy. The love kung fu fighting, huh? And you guys came out on top. You made Kilimanjaro and Tony Matterhorn look like schoolboys. Talk the talk. What was this like for you? And was this clash the clash that opened the doors for Mighty Crown?
Yeah, it opened off a crown, the wall of Japan, to like enough sound to the world still. Yeah, that kind of bust Mighty Crown, like, really international, in an international market. Because until then, you know, nobody really thought a Japanese song could, like, really be a Jamaican song. You know, so yeah, it was nice. That changed the whole history of the sound system culture and the whole history of Mighty Crown.
Okay, do you have a dub plate here with you?
Nah, I'm not on a dub plate. I have a CD, you know, so we can't line it up right now.
Still, oh, Serato, yeah, you're there for the Serato.
No. So every tune I'll rinse tomorrow still.
No, watch that. You have to come Sound Clash tomorrow. Okay, so Mighty Crown don't just only do music though. You also have your own clothing line called Nine Rulers,
right,
and a Japanese dancehall free paper magazine called Strive.
Right.
Tell London a bit more about these things.
It's a way of Mighty Crown in Japan is like more like a movement, you know, like a culture. You know, it's not just like a sound system. It's like beyond sound system, you know. and it's a way of like expressing ourselves, you know, like music is a way of expressing Mighty Crown, you know, ourselves. And we have a clothing line that's a way of expressing our lifestyle culture too. So, you know, we are trying to spread reggae music and different aspects and different ways in a clothing line. We got radio, we got, you know, magazine.
Yeah, because you do a radio show every Saturday,
every
don't
Saturday,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
For the production, we have a label called Lifestyle Records. And, you know, it's a way of, like, just expressing ourselves still.
Seeing. Okay, a lot of people think that you just, a lot of people think that you just turn up on the night to a clash. It don't go so. There is a lot of preparation that you guys have to take, i.e. cutting dubs and stuff. And this year round, you're not just working by yourselves. You're working in a team alongside Black Cat, and Sentinel.
Sentinel, yeah.
Sentinel? All right. Have you had to have talks with the other sounds to know which dubs you're cutting on the night?
Yeah, man, we'll talk with Sentinel, we'll talk with Black Cat, you know. It's going to be like a team, tag team match, you know. So it's gonna be fun still, and we'll come up with some plans, some, you know.
Everybody's phone ringing. Everybody knows Mighty Crown's in the building. You see, that's the way it goes. So, all the while,
that'll be crazy. A Black Cat, Mighty Crown, Sentinel, three champion. How can Roddy and BSLC beat Mighty Crown and Black Cat?
All right, before you say that, let me ask you. Just before you go, do you have a message for BSLC, Rodigan, and One Love?
Yeah, man, respect to them, but you're dead. Bless.
All right, Mighty Crown is one of the sounds to prove to the world that reggae music is an international music, the music for people worldwide. Mighty Crown has become a top sound to the reggae scene due to their talent, ability, love, and devotion to reggae music. So big up every time.
Respect.
And once again, thank you for giving us your time here at Lightning Radio tonight.
Lightning Radio, big up yourself. Respect every time. Spread reggae music all over.
Tell them again. Okay, let's call in the European sound. Where's the European sound? Sentinel! Come in. And not just you one, you know. I want Nadia around here as well.
Nadia
around here as well.
Lady Nadia, the Empress. This is Elmar. Representing for the German Luger. What do you mean?
Okay, let's call in the European sound, Sentinel. Also known as the German Luger and the everlasting sound. Welcome to lightningradio.co.uk. Please introduce yourselves and tell us what you do inside the sound system.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Wagwan London, Wagwan UK, Brixton with Deadhead, the German Luger again. So, well, we did a UK Cup Clash again versus Special Edition versus US World Clash. And you know, so Sentinel, every time we come, we go hard. Every time we come, something special, Wagwan.
Okay, the year of 1998 in Germany saw Sentinel become the full-fledged sound system. Now tell me a bit about the sound, how it came about.
Well, Nadia and me, we started out in 98, just like you said a while ago, and well, we started it as a hobby. The first time I went to Jamaica was like 95, that was just when Garnet passed away, so I came back with holy pop vibes from Jamaica, loved the style, you know, started listening to Cassette, Stone Love and Traveler's Bodyguard, them sound there. So, and we started by 45s in Jamaica, I brought them to Germany and started doing juggling, doing our thing, not knowing what will evolve out of this whole thing, you know?
Okay, let me go to September the 9th, 2003. Bring back any memories? It was the night that you defeated the Triple World Clash winner, Black Cat, as well as the widely respected foundation sound Downbeat, the ruler from New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And finished the clash coming second. Now, this must have been a moment for you guys, huh?
Yeah, it was a breakthrough. It was a clash in Germany, first rhythm clash, actually. And we went hard, you know. And for us, it was the first big performance in front of a great crowd, big crowd, you know. And it put us on the map internationally, you know, draw attention to us. And just 1 week later, we were the first sound system from continental Europe to ever clash in Jamaica. And we went to Jamaica and clash our next sound. I saw the thing start and the clash thing started, you know. So, and from ever since, we kept to it because the passion was there, the love for the music was there, and yeah.
Okay, let's go to the highlight of your career. Mm. On October the 8th in 2005, you went back into Brooklyn. And I have to make London know, you were only given 1 month to prepare dub plate specials.
That's right.
You were invited to New York World Clash up against Mighty Crown, Bass Odyssey and Black Cat. You killed off Mighty Crown and Bass Odyssey and went in for the tune for tune with Black Cat. And what can I say apart from Sentinel sailing on the ocean with the world class trophy? You understand? If Freddie was here, he would say you were sailing on the ocean with the World Cup trophy.
You know, so this one was truly the highlight of our career so far, because there is more to it, like just winning the cup, because it's only also a cultural crossing thing. You know, the first white skin sound to ever win this, you know, the first continental European sound to ever win this. Nobody managed to catch back that forward again, you know. So it was changing the rules of the game, as a matter of fact, you know. And yeah,
crazy. Do you have a dub plate here at all?
We could align up one from the iPod and play it later on.
All right, we're gonna line something up. All right.
Yes, man.
We're gonna line something up.
Respect.
Okay.
Respect.
Give just
thanks.
Before you, I want Nadia around here. Because we're going to talk about Ricky Trooper. Okay, just before you go, it was 2008 here in London at the Stratford Rex. It was round two and it was a Cecile dub plate. All I can remember was hearing, "We going to bust a big secret right now." Boy, you're going to be embarrassed. It was a message to Ricky Trooper from Nadia. All I can say is the dub said Ricky Trooper was doing something to Nadia that we don't agree with. Stratford Rex went mad and we're going to be hearing a lot more dub plates like that this coming Sunday. Tell us, what have you done Saturday, tomorrow night, Stratford Rex. Let's get it right, Daddy Fridge, all right? We're going to be hearing a lot more dubs. What have you done this year to prepare for the clash?
Oh, we've done a lot of dub plates, and we thought about good lyrics, yeah, for the World Clash and the UK Cup Clash. And, yeah, but it's top secret what will happen tomorrow, so...
For real, but... Are we going to be hearing more counteractions, or do we have to come to the clash for that?
You know, Sentinel.
Crazy.
Go. Yeah.
Money spent.
You know,
money spent.
Anyway,
pure
you put
entertainment.
It, we're going to turn you upside down.
Come on to the clash, I tell you. Sentinel, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and we wish you all the best for tomorrow night. Blessed love.
Give thanks. Lightning. Yeah.
Tell them again. Okay, let's call him Black Cat. Where's Black Cat?
Right here.
Black Cat in the building, Pink Panther, the war tanker, now known as the six-star general selector. Hold on. Till Monday, just gone. Let's get it right. It's now the seven-star general. Boom, bang, boom, connect. I tell you. And selector, am I pronouncing it? Yunzi?
DJ Steve's here.
Steve is here, yeah? All right, welcome along to lightningradio.co.uk.
Respect.
Okay, now let us start off by asking how you got into the sound business. Where did it all start for Black Cat?
Well, it started from 1989, actually. The sound was based in Philly, and then it came to Jamaica, and from Jamaica, it started off that time.
Okay, 2008 here in London, the first round I remember, the first dub you played said, "Could a trooper, Matterhorn, or Mighty Crown, them are dead." It then went on to say, "It's too late to apologize." Then we had Itana, Black Cat, them are beat them. And on. 2008, you never won. But tell me what preparation you have done for this year round to come back and hopefully win it.
Well, we have done musical preparation. A lot of counteraction and thing and rate. And you know, it's a musical war. And it's all about tomorrow night.
All right, 2003, you were booked by Irish and Chin for the World Clash, which you then went on to win, and also won Death Before Dishonor in 2003 and 2004. You won UK Cup Clash. What was this like for you guys?
Well, it was great, you know. It was very great.
Same. Okay. Right now, you must still be on a buzz from Monday. A lot of people must be thinking from the introduction I just gave you, what am I talking about, the seven-star general? Well, talk, tell them who won the last ever Death Before Dishonor Clash on Monday, just gone.
Was Black Cat.
Black Cat?
Yeah.
Lot of mercy. So who did you kill off?
Kill off Sentinel.
Hey! Who else you kill off?
Brother Hype.
Lot of mercy. Who else?
Odyssey.
Beast Odyssey. Ooh.
Mighty Crown.
Controversy.
What Matteron was not there.
It's crazy. Okay, well, you won the clash, so let's start the war. Did you bring a dub plate around here?
Yes, I have a dub plate.
You brought a
right
dub plate?
Here.
We could start the war with them.
Well,
early bounce.
Actually, it's just a sneak preview.
A sneak preview. All right, let's give London the sneak preview. Hold on.
Panther is on his way. Also, you know,
he's on his way. Yeah. He's here. is here. The Seven Star General's inside the building with us. Boom, bang, boom, connect. Welcome to Seven Star General.
Yeah, man, Wagwan.
You killed them off at death before this on a lot of mercy.
Yeah, man, you know what they are.
Okay, what track am I playing? Number one. Let's give them a dub plate right here, lightningradio.co.uk.
Rhythm. No long talking, sunshine stuff.
Watch this.
Oh, no, no.
Inside the building with us. Out in the war from early.
I no fear in the sun. Cause you don't know what it means. It's a finally fine.
Lord of mercy. Give them no more. Them have to wait. Them have to wait till tomorrow night. Them can't get no more of that. That is crazy. You know what? I gotta say good luck for tomorrow night. And thank you for giving me your time around here this evening. It was a great pleasure having you inside the building. And congratulations on your win Monday just gone.
All right, thank you very much. Lightning Radio. Respect.
To all them again. Okay. Let's move on. Let's call in Bass Odyssey. Right now, we're here with a number one sound from the hills and valleys of Alexandra, Sintans, Jamaica. They're one of the world's most popular juggling clashing sounds. It's none other than the one and only Bass Odyssey. Welcome back to the UK for the big clash tomorrow night at the Stratford Rex. Now, before we start, please introduce yourselves.
Well, you don't know DJ Marcus, and of course,
Damien Dillinger to the world.
I tell you, it's going to be crazy. First of all, can you tell me a bit about Bass Odyssey? How many years Bass Odyssey's been around for? And how you formed as a sound system?
Well, Bass Odyssey has been around this year going 21 years. So, you know, say, you know, we've been around for a while, you know. And Bass Odyssey was formed in the hills of Alexandra. Started out as a party sound in the earlier days and then, you know, built up. Because, you know, they basically wanted to be established as one of the elite sounds in the business. But, you know, you have to start from scratch. So, basically, that's where it went.
Same. I remember in 2007 when you won the UK Cup Clash, when it came down to the 45 round, and the boasty MC Worm said, "Here they were. The mic's going in my pocket. Make the tune do the talking." Do you believe an MC plays a big part in clashing?
Yeah, man, definitely, man. Because, I mean, you can have all the biggest tunes in the world, but the MC needs to present it to the people, you know, set that level of expectations that when the tune drop, the people them say, yeah, the tune is bad.
For real. Because, you know, an MC can turn it around. The tune can't be maybe not a top tune, but what he tells the crowd can win them over.
It be a big tune, yeah.
So, MCs play a big part in Clash. Everyone knows about the Sound Clash Arena, but I don't think a lot of people know how important it is for a sound to get prepared to come into the arena before a clash. Can you tell me about a bit about the preparation you have done to be here this year?
Yeah, well, you know, Bass Odyssey is a sound we're always prepared still, you know what I mean? Because we always a voice tune right through the year, because, you know, that is something that is expected from us. People always look forward to hearing new tunes from us, you know. So, of course, you do a little bit extra preparation when it comes to a clash, especially the type of clash it is, you know. So, you have some serious bummer go job tomorrow night, man. Know yourself.
Okay, can we start the war around here from the evening? Do you have a dub plate for the listeners with you?
Yeah, I think I can find a one CD.
We can find a one for them. A one CD. I wonder how many dub on that one CD.
Track free.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to fire a dub plate right here from Bass Odyssey, the sound from way down the country. Let's feature it right here, lightningradio.co.uk.
You're up on the trail again, the murder trail, yes? Long time you kill sound. Max, Ringy, Damien, Worm, continue the execution. Yeah.
Sound Clash tomorrow night to hear more of that dub plate. Okay, I know Mark has almost 2 decades of experience in the international reggae dancehall market and has launched his own music production label, M-Base Productions, with the likes of Sizzler, Charlie Bax, T.O.K. and many more on the label. Can you tell me a bit about M-Base Productions and how it came about?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, it's a decision that I had to come to, whereas I love music. Music is everything to me, is music, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's going to come a time where I'm going to be stop playing sound system and everything. So, you know, I want to continue in the musical field same way. So that's how I decided to get into production and everything like that.
Okay, 2008, so yourselves and David Rudigan get through to the finals and play tune for tune. You beat David Rudigan, but it was not the most easiest one for one.
Hardest one.
I'm telling you, this year sees you, David Rudigan, alongside One Love. The same team with yourselves and David Rudigan having so much experience in Club Clash. Tell us, the US team for dead?
No, then that for you say what you say a while ago, you know, it adds up to know that people are dead. Because if last year, if 2008 was the hardest one for one, it was probably the most exciting one for one ever in a Sound Clash. So just
for
imagine
real?
The two sounds on one team, then people are dead, man.
I like to cause controversy. I tell you, well, Bass Odyssey, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and we wish you all the best for tomorrow night. Blessed love.
Yeah, man, and we just want the people to come out early, because, you know, entry, it starts 12 o'clock, and it close, the entry will close off 2 o'clock, so you don't know. Everybody will come out early, and come witness, it's a one-of-a-kind event, you know what I mean? Be a nice, be a debt.
We gotta say a big thank you to Mr. Chung, who gave us part of his show to do this. We all today. Also, a big thank you to The Sounds for passing through the Reggae Girls, ARM Promotions, and Irish and Chin for making it all possible. Remember, the Big Clash will be taking place tomorrow at the Stratford Rex, all right? And you can get tickets right now by calling 07-984-985-267. I'm telling you, this is a clash of a lifetime, and you should not miss it, all right? We don't know who's gonna win. Is it gonna be Team UK or is it gonna be Team USA? But you know what? Before we go, let's call in the promoter. Let's call in Valerie. Where's Valerie? Valerie gone? Can we call Valerie? We need Valerie around here. She's one of the promoters for the UK Cup Clash. She's representing the UK team. And I tell you, big things are gonna happen. It's gonna be absolutely crazy tomorrow night. We're heading down to Stratford Rex tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, it is one not to be missed. You can get your tickets from all leading record outlets and so many more places. There's so many places. People are coming from Derby. People are coming from Manchester. People are coming from all over the UK to come to this Cup Clash. And they're also coming from Europe as well. I've seen some of the people them that come in with the Sounds. Lord of mercy. They're coming to support them. And it's big, big, big. I'm telling you, it's absolutely crazy. So like I said, we got Valerie inside the building. She is Reggae Girls and ARM Promotions. They represent the UK Cup Clash. And we spoke to Valerie a couple of weeks ago, but while you're around here, Valerie, might as well bring you in because we like to cause controversy. And I've been hearing a lot about Irish and Chin being dead tomorrow night.
Yeah, man, straight dead.
Straight dead?
Straight dead.
Not even Alco time, just straight dead?
Straight dead.
Okay, we're also hearing that there's a possibility that your sound V Rocket made verse Irish and Chin at some point in the clash.
Well, anything, you know.
Anything is possible.
We can look after ourselves.
We have to be at the clash to see it.
Yeah, man, definitely.
And what about
don't
the
hear about it?
What about the wild cards?
Can't tell you nothing about it more.
What about the wild cards?
Just dead tomorrow. Can't tell you. You know, so the sound man them don't even know who them wild card is right now.
That's what we said. They don't know. They don't know. We don't even know if they're in the country yet. We haven't even been told. You see? You see
how them arrive, man.
They arrive?
Yeah.
All right. That's what they're telling us.
Separate flight.
Let me go around to all the hotels and see who we see.
Only for hotel.
Well, it's going to be absolutely crazy tomorrow night. Valerie, where can we get tickets from? Give us the telephone number.
Ticket outlets for South London, you have Blacker Jet, Colaba Lane, you have R1, Clapham Junction, Dub Vendor, and in Peckham, you have Maestro Records.
Okay, see.
So, over in Northwest, you have Orchai Records, Body Music in Tottenham, you have Oche Restaurant, East London, you have Another Level, and Flames FM.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me feature one dub plate out of my box before we leave out the
building. But one reminder, class starts at midnight.
Midnight.
Sharp, and no entry after 2.
So if you're left outside, are your problem that? You're being warned. And we don't want nobody left outside. So please, the doors open from 9 o'clock. Please come down early. Come inside. Relax. With just a couple of DJs on before, juggling a few tunes. You know how it goes, sir. It's going to be a night to remember. This one is to see who represents. Will it be Irish and Chin, or will it be Reggae Girls and ARM Promotions?
And the big bad referee, they are Turner.
Tony Mentally Ill Matterhorn. I tell you, he's going to be... Oh, he's not here with us right now, but he's going to be there tomorrow night, all right? And we're going to link up. I'm sure Valerie's going to let us link up with the winner afterwards to be able to bring it back onto Lightning.
Most definitely.
Let's see how it goes. Let me feature one dub plate out of my box from Tarp all the way over there in Jamaica. And then we hand you back to Mr. Chung.
Yeah. Daddy free. Yeah. G-Force know what the girls and know what they mean. I watch she be searching for. They sing at me, I watch me now. That the preacher get the good love, 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 love. Dance all radio presenter. They sing at me, I watch me now. That the preacher get the good love, 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 love. Hold on, she got a man when I deal with the try. So she want a man fi pop up the whole lot and try. A man fi give it to her in the day and the night. Make her start them come out and shine bright. Candle light, make she feel like she dey have a bright life. Get the champagne wine, cause she don't want no Sprite. She need Mr. Right because she tired the fight. And she a drop in the fridge tonight. Cause I that she be searching for. This is a man I want to know. That the fridge I get the good love, 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 love. Dance all radio presenter. This is a man I want to know. That the fridge I get the good love, 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 love. Right away, no one no man fi ramp with it. She says she want a man fi go trample it. So she searching. Be the one they reach daddy. Cause she here said that him still landing with. If I know him then I touch. Fi burn the fire hard in her. And make she touch. She no want no man fi go meet her for Davis. And she no want a ton of his. Cause that she be searching for. This is me I want to know. That the bridge I get the good love, 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 love.
Well, once again, definitely gotta say thank you to Mr. Chung each and every time. It was a great pleasure being able to come in here and bring the sounds for the Sound Clash inside the building with us this evening. I'm exiting the building. Mr. Chung is inside the building and he's going on with a big HMP show. Chung, yeah, I'm a family for life, King. Yeah. You understand? Not many people would let us come in and take over the way that you let us do.
Well, it's a family love music like me, Daddy Fridge. That is the least. Me's a music lover. I love entertainers, I love artists, you know, anything to do with music, right, yeah, is a pleasure.
Yes,
let me tell you that. So, it's all about the big clash tomorrow.
Chung, I'm out the building, my boss, my dep on the road again. Look at more. Blessed love,
right? All right, I'll bless on, and if anything, you see me down at the clash tomorrow, yeah? Everything cool, so there you have it, right? There you have it, live and direct on Lightning Community Radio. You hear the artists them, you hear the selector them in the building. So all who was at any doubt to say the dance is not gonna be the way member Valerie come in. Everything's set. Mr. Chung in the building, Lightning Community Radio 90.8, carrying on great. Honestly, big request going out to Daddy Fridge once again. Trust me, everything carpa set. everybody in the building, bless. Yeah, understand what I say? Yeah, and watch them over there. They're taking pictures, etc., etc. I get some pictures as well, right? Yeah, everybody want to know who the Chinaman, Mr. Chung, is. So them get to meet the eyes. So it's all jiggy. Anyway, back it you to the Bone Champion Station. Mr. Chung in the building. Yeah, it's all jiggy. So Dennis Brown, give me a talk. DJ Smiley, you're cool. So reaching out to Lady Trace up there, now the followers inside, look at myself. Zone up the big thing, yo. Zone it up.
Get the food, thinks he knows it all. Here comes later, he's downers and for all. He goes down.
Okay, after the 7 o'clock community outbreak,
he's giving him a beaten to the back.
We're gonna step up the pace, but you see, in the meantime, give me our next big Dennis promise, Sasha. Hear this. Listen up.
La la de da. Do you know what it means to have a revolution?
I could have reaching out to later, I'll tell you, know. Pick up yourself. Listen up.
Fighting against oppression. Ooh, yeah.
So the phone lines is absolutely going off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
Na na. Pick up the outside once again. Wake up.